You are my love. CRS Radio. The show is Scano and Den, and I'm your host, Freddie Campbell. We have a few callers I see popping up here and there, and one that I am very familiar with. He's a co-host on another show. He's a host, I should say, of another show on CRS Radio. So if he would like to chirp in, I would be happy to have him say a word or two here. Can you hear me, brother? I don't want to call
you
any
I can hear you
yet.
Loud and clear. Brother,
okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of CRS Radio listeners. Thank you for listening to Mr. Freddie Campbell.
Yeah. How is the weather in New York there?
Beautiful. It gets cool. Very cool this evening. It was very cool this evening. Nice day today, and it's very cool right now. Nice.
Okay. You know, those people in the Carolinas, boy, they're really suffering, man. And getting the hurricane down in North and South Carolina there. They're flooded out, man. Flooded out.
The river, right, yes.
And they're getting worse before it gets better.
That's
yeah.
Not good.
Nope. And just think of that, man.
No power,
countries.
No food, no water to drink.
Well, there's a lot of relief people there, but I can't get to the people. The water is you know, really isolating a lot of people.
You have to use a boat, and you have to be careful how you're using a boat, what in the water, catch a propeller, yeah. A lot of things can happen.
Yes, you're telling me. Anyhow, CRS Radio is here. We're having a Miller Friday, this Miller Friday. We're going to be playing music that, not necessarily dance music, but that would like to show the people that they are good musicians playing some good stuff that's not just, you know, dance and pop and jumping around. There's some really good music around. And one of those is Mr. Eugene Gray. And here he is with a song coming up on his new album, No Room at the Top.
Thank you.
the music of Eugene Gray, a good friend of mine. That is excellent music, excellent. Not exactly for the dance hall, but we got to give respect where respect is due. That is excellent music. That's a musician who has studied in New York, at the University of New York, and is displaying his knowledge. And the musicians, they are interpreting the music beautifully. It's one thing to write it, but to have it played, that's another thing. I'm telling you, man. But I admire him so much. And I don't... The normal channels don't seem to accept him, but I know it's good music. And I'm telling you all, that's great music. And talking about great music, here's a good friend. CRS Radio. Can't imagine that the whole hour has gone by already. Mm-hmm. We only have an hour left.
Right. Hey.
What's that? Castro, what do you think? This thing seems to be getting easier and easier.
Yeah, man. You're flowing.
Yes. You see, that music now, like with Dennis Brown, that was so easygoing and sort of simple, you know? Simple,
yeah.
Nice and smooth.
Nice words.
I remember when I first bought that record, I wore it out, you know. The groove started to scratch, you know, make noise because I played it so much. But here's
nice,
another one
nice
that
melody,
I...
Nice melody.
Here's another one that I worked into the ground as well. Just by Dennis Brown. But we're going to keep going. Another one by Dennis Brown, man.
Now hear this.
Your Majesty, I love you too.
Okay, we have on the line now someone we'd like to talk with. 954-830, come on in.
Well, I'm pretty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Eugene Gray on the line. I was just playing your music, Eugene, and loving it.
I was trying to tell him
it's not exactly the dance hall type of music. It's really music written beautifully, but I also noted the way in which it was interpreted by the musicians. You know, it's one thing to read notes, but it's one thing to give it a feel, you know? And
right.
It seems like every time I play your music, I notice something else.
Good.
It's not something you get all at once, you know?
Yeah, well.
Yes, I really love your concept. And it's a ska tempo. I notice you are doing that ska tempo.
Ska is lively, you know?
Yes, yes.
Just the word concept is lively.
Yes, man, I'm telling you.
And make you want to dance.
Yes. I played a moment ago.
Okay.
And I played No Room at the Top. That's what I played. No Room at the Top.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and Save Some for Me. Save Some for Me is really catchy. And
good.
Nobody really took an extended solo. They just little bits here and there just coming in and going out. That was exciting too, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I love you, man. I love it.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a little more of it just to show how much I love it, man. I'm going to play this one called Scatter. Yes, scatter. I that's not what is written there, but I call it scatter. You know, like a bunch of boys playing dice, and the cops come, and you just say scatter. Yeah. Eugene, and this one I like the way you take a phrase and you divide it up between instruments. Sax play one part of the phrase, and trumpet. I caught that. And at the tempo, you're playing 16 notes, and that's not easy to do, you know? So
I know.
The musicians you chose were well chosen. Brother Castro, you have anything to say?
All I can say, Eugene is excellent. Excellent fingering and thinking.
Yeah,
very,
we have to find
nice.
A forum to present that. We can't present it at the normal shows that I'm having and thing, you know?
No, it's a big classic.
You know, I think this evening, Eugene, you and I were talking about this the other day. About musicians not getting the recognition that they need, only the singers got it. Well, this evening I'm playing singers, yes, but I'm playing my share of instrumentals too. Because there's a lot of it going around, but we hardly hear it and talk about it. But as you said that, go ahead. You have something to say, Eugene?
No, so we have to. We, the musician, have to begin to open up that forum, because, Freddie, you remember decades ago when we were coming up in this thing, how the musicians, as a matter of fact, without the musicians, what the singers do would not work.
Exactly.
It's like music sometimes can be described like sports. You have to keep training. You have to have that forum to keep exercising and build up certain skills. But practicing in secret is one thing, to build up your skill, but you have to have place to expose it, because all of that encourages you to do what you have to do, you know? And
right.
If the music itself is going to grow, you have to come with new ideas. The only way you're going to get new ideas, you have to keep on experimenting.
Right.
And
right.
I think sometimes, because the industry itself, it becomes so profit-driven, you know.
Oh,
that,
tell me about it.
Yeah.
The art.
Everything's about
art is lost.
Exactly. So it's focused on the money and people trying to do the best they can do. I mean, quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can catch a little catchphrase, and hopefully it will catch on and become very commercial. But I'm not trying to write things that are very difficult either, just to say, okay, I'm very cerebral or anything like that. But you can find a lot of sweetness in complexity too. But you have to take time. That's why you have to experiment. To break down all of that complex stuff, that you don't get too abstract and lose the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we use scale rhythms. I'm using classical progressions. The usual...
Mm-hmm.
One tonal center in a song. I try to break away from that, because for me the music has been stuck in that for a very, very long time. And we have to spread it out. I just use the term classical. What I meant is European classical music. And to give credit where it's due, it doesn't matter what culture the thing come from, if it's good, it's good. These people had developed harmonies to a certain level through their symphonies and them operas and stuff. Today, they are regarded as classical. Our music is popular, just as popular as their music was in its time. It's a popular music of the time. So we have to treat it now like it's classical.
Right.
Not literally, you know, European classical. It is our classical, but if you want something to work, impersonate those who have done it and done it successfully. And this is all I'm trying to do. This song you just play, Scatter, for example. You as a musician, Freddie, you listen to it, and you can hear where the idea in the song, the main idea, the motif, where it is recurring. it comes back as a distributor a little bit to the saxophone. The trumpet start, a phrase, and saxophone will finish it. Our trombone will take it on. I use 9 horns on this recording session. 3, 3, and 3. 3 trumpets, 3 saxophones, 3 trombones. And I specifically wanted to write something like this. You know, there's a term used in electronics in this time when it comes down to computer, what they call a dot matrix. Like you look at a certain screen and you can see the little dots, and this is what the figures will appear on. I was just using the same concept in music as well I wrote this song. So it's like artwork. It's like art. Somebody who draw and paint but using dots. My drawing and painting was using certain tones. And if I had the type of budget, this song would spread out more into a wider variety of instruments, but this is all I could afford. Because I became a musician, you know. So I used 3 specific, apart from the rhythm section, 3 separate tones of wind instrument, the trumpet, the sax, and the trombone. And I use them in triplicates and so forth and distribute the melody and play around with it. Also try to get this caffeine because you have to go back into the 60s and see when we guys used to dance off a Barbara Brooks solo. You know, dance off the rhythm, you know, we dance off the solos.
Yes.
I'm trying to interject some of that back into the music to get back that 60s feel. And thank God I came around at that time to kind of practically understand it. You know, so thanks for liking the song. And it's good to see that somebody can listen to the song and know exactly what I was thinking. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't profess to be the greatest in knowledge of music, but... I grab a few things here and there. that? Who was that?
Judge Arms.
CRS Radio. The show is kind of on then. I'm your host, Freddie Campbell. And as I have a guest, Mr. Eugene Gray, and my co-host here this afternoon, Mr. Alfonso Castro, Mr. Legs himself. We're going to do some more talking about music. Maybe we're not educating our public, our listeners enough, you know, so they don't even know what to listen for. I think we should spend more time talking about our music, too. What do you say, Eugene?
Well, you are 100% on mark with that statement. Just a couple of my younger musician friends were talking this week. It's becoming even difficult to play good music. It's like it is indirectly under assault because the people have been so conditioned to listen to foolishness. And forgive me, you know, really want to really put anybody's stuff down, but if I'm going to be a brain surgeon, for example, I should go to school to study to be a brain surgeon. I shouldn't just pick up scalpel because I feel like doing it. That is what's happening to music. Everybody, people, we all have talent at different level, but a lot of people have no right making a record, and there's no checks and balances. And I'm not trying to sound cocky either, but we know that what I'm saying is the truth. So because of that now, everybody thinks that, oh, I can make music too. And that becomes very popular. So the people just assume that, oh, I could do it too. I can rap. I can rap his music. I can do this. I can do that. I can do that. And then people who really spend their lives experimenting on how to make tones in beautiful patterns, not getting any recognition. And the fact that it is very difficult to unhear, you cannot unsee, you cannot unexperience. People get to listening to foolishness over and over and over, it becomes normal. So you find that good musicians, look into the jazz world. How many people out man in the street you can sit on and talk jazz with? It was a completely different stuff when we were growing up. Because the people on the radio station would play the jazz music. They talk about it. They talk about the artist. They would explain certain things. They talk who is taking the solo, who take 8 bars, what is 8 bars, what are they talking about, you know? So we kind of miss that. And because of that now, I think good music is suffering. It's not just in ska or reggae and all that. It's right across the board. Commercialization again. Trying to make money fast. And it's all money-driven. Bob Marley said one thing to his band, you know, many, many, many years ago, God rest his soul. They were pressuring him for money. And him, you know, let off a to Jamaican hyperbole and say, look here, why we not take care of the music? If we build up the music, you know, the music will bring money forever, you know. And was he 100% correct or what? See? Bob, even after his departure, is making more money than anybody else. Because the music is very well put together. And I look at music also like food, like meal. You could have the best recipe, but your presentation is not clean, it's not good. Most people will not want to eat from your comfort cup to your restaurant. Me personally, these are the little core philosophies that drive me. So I'm trying to make my music presentable. I want to put a lot of thoughtfulness in it. Not make it complicated just to be complicated or anything like that. Because I have to also think of myself as if I am a person listening to a song. What would attract me to the song? So I try to write with that in mind. At the same time, trying to encode my thinking in it. So I hope that part is working. But Freddie, there's major work has to be done now to undo the damage of what happened in the past, especially in the past 40 years in music, the breakdown of quality. You know, sometimes we listen to, for example, songs coming out of the culture in Jamaica, where a lot of the people on top supposed to be carrying the melody, have no idea that there's a thing called tonal center. The band up north and the singer way down west. Not even south, not even opposite, way down west. no communication. Mm-hmm. The tone gone that way. Somebody will take even a song that has a sensible musical progression and sing it and sing on a one chord rhythm and a two chord rhythm,
yeah.
All them type of stuff. That has
yeah.
to stop. That has to
yeah.
stop. You know?
Yeah.
So, major work to do, Freddie.
Well, let's go back to a band that that we both looked up to and thought they were fantastic. One and only. Get along.
Thank you.
Well, you know me, I was analyzing the solos, you know. That trumpeter did something to me. He played the same set of notes, descending soul notes. Maybe it was four or five notes, but he played it over and over using a different pattern each time. You know, he used eighth notes, then he used a phrase with 16th notes, then he came down with fast triplets, you know, the six triplets, you know. I'm telling you, and he built a solo with tempo, you know, without losing the pulse, you know. Those are things you either have it or you don't have it, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
We were on the same page with that. That's exactly what I was doing. I just listening and analyzing. I said, wow. By the way, you know, this is the first song that I played on trombone.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, I was 14 years old, I picked up the trombone. First song I learned to play on it. But back to what these guys just did. A little bit of bopping. You know,
yes.
To me, bop is one of the finest inventions came along in jazz. And as I said, the trumpeter, he used a lot of recurring theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then he put in about four bars of serious bop. You know, when it was putting the 16th, that was serious bopping. These are the type of things that we said we need to have the freedom as instrumentalists to do these exercises all the time. If you don't use it, you lose it, as I say. And, you know, music is a language of sound, and just like even spoken sound, spoken language, you have to keep reading and reciting in order to articulate very well. It's the same thing goes with music. You have to keep doing certain exercises, certain skillful stuff in order to keep the music not necessarily cerebral, but cerebral in a sense, but at the same time, sweet. They take it to a different level, you know. And a musician is all indirectly also an athlete. You have to train the muscles
to react
as fast as you think. Because the sound you hear in your head before it reaches your instrument, it has to come from your head first. But if your body is physically fit, exactly. That, as I said, I called it seconds that travels at the speed of thought. So we need to have, and that's really, really what it is. Because that thing that comes out of your head instantly, you're improvising something, you're not reading it now, it's not, you know, preordained, someone didn't write it for you, you're making it up as you go along, it's happening instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
That is to me is one of the magic of Mr. God is amazing. Because me personally, as a human being, I know I should not be able to do anything like that just by myself. Because I am hearing a tonal idea in my mind. And at the same time, as fast as it comes to my mind, I'm putting it through an instrument. That's got to be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
as I said, we need a room to always do this type of exercise and to meditate and to reflect. And that's what our job, I think that's what our job is as musicians, apart from, and we have to touch the people with it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to help them to wash their souls with it. So you have to try to be in the best state of mind and clearing your articulation and spontaneously wash the people's soul with it. It's a major responsibility. So the music thing for me, it's okay, and we all have to eat because we live in this physical, material world, everybody needs sustenance. But the music is still much bigger than that. And even long after I am gone, the music should be here doing certain work to touch the people in their spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to basically leave good vibration behind me when I'm gone for those who are left into the physical world. And Skatalites did their job, man. They are one of the inspirations.
Right.
As a young man growing up.
Brother Castro, do you feel when you're dancing and you hear the music, when you hear certain things, does it inspire you to move a certain way?
Right. Especially when some of the arrangements there that you know, really nice and backing up the tune, that right with the tune, you know. Very mm-hmm. nice, and I always improvise and step to some of those arrangements, you know.
Yes, yes. Yes.
It's
so,
a sweet
so
feeling.
Even when you're dancing, you're also creating as well.
Yes. Especially when the band together and everybody playing really nice, you know, the arrangements and the horns together, it make you, it put all of your feelings in your system, and wow, you want to carry on. You don't want to stop. Beautiful.
I love that phrase, the hallelujah feeling.
Hallelujah feeling.
Because that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's really hallelujah feeling, yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know, I that's why I used to go around to the people that we used to play there. I go to the Pocket Church, and I go to the Gospel Church, and I go to the, you know, the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church and the Clapham Church. But that hallelujah feeling, you know, you put all
as
together
said,
your feeling.
There used to be some people just gather on the sideline, on the road, on my road there, just on the side of the road, and them singing gospel music and all that. And I noticed this lady with a tambourine, and I don't see anybody in any band play that tambourine the way she played.
Yeah.
I mean, she could
some
have
of the greatest tambourine thing I see is it was in the 50s, early 50s. I used to go to a Sunday school on West Avenue in Jamaica. Not West Avenue in the East, West Avenue West there, off Spanish Town Road, El La Cole Church.
Hmm.
And then he used to bring down the people from North Carolina, South Carolina, and where they used to come down and, you know, with the gospel. Oh, my gosh, you should hear tambourine. So I started pick up the tambourine from there. I used to love to play the grara with the men to tack, 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 tack. Then I went into the bossa nova. Remember, I went to the bottom of them doing those. Remember, I used to tap that, Fred.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's another friend of ours, which I'm happy to play. So let's listen to him.
Bye.
the one and only Mr. Ernest Ranglin. This is CRS Radio. CRS Radio. The show is Scano and Then. I'm your host, Freddie Campbell, and I have my guest, Mr. Eugene Gray, and my co-host, Mr. Alfonso Castro. Yes.
Get on.
Eugene, just before that song finished, did you notice how he, when he made that run just towards the end, how he bent the time? The timing. He didn't keep a strict time. He went up and he held back a note just a little and then came back. That's emotional. You talk about spiritual.
Yes. Thank you.
I had the honor of playing with him quite a few years, playing with him in different places, you know. I remember playing with him in the Bahamas. We had Cedric Brooks, myself, Ozzie Hall, Francois Guinea on piano, and Teddy Greaves. And we used to play dominoes right after work every night. And he and I were partners, and we decided to code so that nobody could win any game. If it looked as if we were going to lose, we would spill water, do something, and mess up the game. We had to start over that game. We did that for about a week, and then Cedric Brooks, I'm telling you, man, Cedric got up one night, turned over the board, and said, "Listen, this is not going to continue. No more dominoes. We're going to play Ludo from now on."
Oh, God.
Well, I'm telling you, we had some fun times, boy. I'm telling you, that was more than me. And we talk music all the time, you know? I remember doing an arrangement. Cedric wrote it out for me. And he said, "Well, how are you going to end it?" And I hummed it over and over, and I couldn't come up with an ending. So I just said, "Listen, man, just fade it out." that that's the easy way out. Fade it out.
Well, in the 60s, dear Freddie, when I was in Freeport with Teddy Greaves and Cedric, because I was the percussionist then. Boy, I have a wonderful time working on them guys. Teddy Greaves, you know?
Yeah.
Teaching the scat dance and all that. Yep. I have a wonderful time in Nassau, in Freeport, Bahamas.
Well, and, listen, we're going to play something by Willie Stewart. Willie was a drummer for Third World. I thought he was the only drummer for Third World, but in talking with him, I realized he was the third drummer for Third World. So didn't know that. You know, that's interesting. Yeah, you know the tune I like that they play. Lagos Jump. This is CRS Radio. The show is Scott Now and Then. I'm your host, Freddie Campbell. And I'm joined here by Mr. Eugene Gray, a great composer, arranger, and guitarist. And Mr. Alfonso Castro, or as he would say, Castro. From Scamiterville.
Scamiterville, yes. New York.
Yeah, well, the time is rolling by so quickly when you're with good friends. I'm telling you, man. Eugene, we got to do this some more, man. Got to come on and tell
Definitely,
the people about
brother.
The music. Come on and tell
yeah,
the people about it. Let's educate
come on
them.
And spell it out, Eugene. Spell it out.
Yes,
yes
my brother,
yes.
I have to do that. You know,
you got a lot inside of you. A lot. You got that
yeah.
feeling and that head work. A lot you got there.
Thank you, man.
Yes, man. Well, we're gonna do something about it, man. We're gonna put our heads together and come up with a solution of how what we're thinking can reach out to the people and get them to, you know.
And if I'm
remember,
around, if I'm around, I'm looking for the next show. Gene.
Yeah.
If I'm around, I'm looking to come down and Scott on the next show.
That would be nice, you know. No, seriously, that
would
be nice. I
don't know about big audience down there from around there from Nassau and Freeport. They'll know they'll come over.
Okay, cool.
All right.
So, coming all the way from Scamiterville, right?
All the way from Scamiterville and Teenage Dance Party. And, you, and
right?
your friend Carlos Malcolm Band.
Right? Well, boy, I remember seeing you with Carlos, man, dropping some serious legs. In other days, you know, I wanted to be everything, so I thought I could drop legs too. But when I saw him, I said, wow, there's a few steps I have to learn, right?
You can do what you want, man.
True, true.
Well, this has been CRS Radio. The show was Ska Now and Then with Fred Campbell as host, Mr. Eugene Gray as my guest, and Mr. Alfonso Castro as my co-host. Helping me.
Yeah.
I was sort of down in the dumps, you know, and I called him and said, listen, man, I'm not feeling so good. And he said, okay, man, I'll help you up. And he called in, and you guys calling in just cheer up my spirit,
that's it,
man.
That's it, yeah.
You know, I was down in the dumps. Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do, man.
We have to say goodbye now, but we'll be back again. So we're going to go out with... Ska jams, you know how that is.
night.